Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Let's see, a couple of stories here. This was kind of a crazy one. Let me pull this up. Because it's a little bit older, but I've never seen it before, so it's new to me. It's from New York Post. And it's the headline is "Alligator with a knife in its head found in a Florida pond." And they had to euthanize it, but it was an alligator with a huge knife right in its head. It was scaring passerby. It was spotted swimming in a pond. Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission said they were notified about it. They said photos, you know, showed this. It was on Click Orlando. It said they had photos showing this reptile with the knife out of its head circulated on social media. It was in a pond. Now, I immediately thought, do you become like the queen or king of Florida if you pull the knife out of the alligator's head? Is this like Excalligator? I'm curious because it very much is. I mean, if you can get the alligator, you can get the knife out. Well, now it's been euthanized. They said it was really severely injured. Bless his little heart. I know it's an alligator, but, you know. They said that there was a similar incident like this in Texas in 2019. There was an alligator that had a steak knife protruding from its head, and it was in Pumpkin Lake in Sugarland, Texas, and they had to get it. They had to euthanize that. So that's kind of sad, but it is Excalligator, though. I'm just saying. A couple of other. This is kind of a wild story. A wife and a boyfriend were charged in a murder for hire scheme of her husband. This is in Santa Rosa. This Florida woman conspired with this other man, Florida man, to kill whom they called Lil Man, who also is a man from Florida Man. And apparently she shot him in April of 2022 originally. Their wife had been released on bond. She was booked again in Santa Rosa jail for violating a domestic violence. Because, see, women can be domestic abusers. She had been booked again in Santa Rosa jail for violating the domestic violence injunction against contacting her husband. She apparently was talking to somebody in jail about getting her husband killed, said Sheriff Bob Johnson. He said that a narcotics confidential information, some of the information made controlled calls. They said that her husband, she didn't seem too upset. She had met the love of her life. Jail records show she was charged December 12th, a felony conditional release violation. So she apparently did planned all of this when she was in prison the first time. Now she's back in prison because she killed her husband. This is crazy. A couple of other ones. A Miami woman was charged with COVID relief fraud. She was using the funds on purchasing designer shoes in a Bentley. Daniela Rendon, 31, made her appearance in federal court Thursday of last week, after she was charged with 7 counts of wire fraud, 2 counts of money laundering, and 1 count of aggravated identity theft, according to the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of Florida. So she lied to get the relief loan. Then she spent the money on everything. Oh, designer shoes, cosmetic procedures, a Bentley, all kinds of stuff. Oh, and then she also... she enrolled with a payroll processor to issue fraudulent payroll checks for herself. That's how she did it. So she faces up to 20 years in prison. That's our tax dollars. This is wild. Also, I have one. Some of these, I can't. There was a Florida man who was charged with mail theft in Florida as part of a joint investigation. Mail theft. He had the master key somehow. So he was arrested and charged because it's felony, and then also fleeing and eluding and reckless driving, according to St. John's County Sheriff. They had worked with U.S. Postal Inspection Service. And Darren Simmons, 28, charged with unlawful possession of personal identification of other people. You can't do that. That's all felonies, folks. Weirdest crimes. All right, stay with us. Third hour on the way. Kel-Tec launched into 2023 this year with a new addition to their lineup of innovative high-performance firearms. The new Kel-Tec P15 has broken the mold. Compact and maximum firepower generally don't go hand in hand. However, the P15 offers both in a uniquely small package. The P15 is an excellent choice for concealed carry. It offers plenty of dependable firepower to secure your world. This striker fire pistol is the lightest, thinnest, double-stack 9mm handgun on the market. At only 14 ounces, 7/8 inches wide, and a 4-inch barrel. You could say mini, but mighty. The double stack magazine holds 15 plus 1 total capacity. That's standard. All Kel-Tec firearms are made in the USA and come with a lifetime warranty as the original owner with proof of purchase. Sign up for the Kel-Tec Insider and get a 15% coupon for your next order of gear and accessories. The P15 is an excellent choice if you're looking for concealed carry. Learn more at KelTecWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com. Secure your world with Kel-Tec.
The other thing I want to keep reminding drivers of is that many American drivers, as a matter of fact, a majority, have access to some kind of charging infrastructure in the form of a plug in the wall. There are many ways in which charging an EV has more in common with charging your phone than filling up a car that runs on gas. It's just a different paradigm.
I'm short-circuiting right now with the amount of jokes that I could make. That is the Secretary of Transportation, the former mayor of South Bend, and previous Vice Rear Admiral of the Canoe Fleet at Camp Wimbitonka.
Rear Admiral.
It's a real position, Kane.
Yes, it is.
Secretary Mayor Newmom, Poot Booty Juice. Don't you correct me on the, I say it like our president of the United States and that one guy on MSNBC who thinks that he's the second coming of Shakespeare on stage. Your lovable curmudgeon here with you, Dana Lash. What about people who live in apartments? What do they do? Well, I imagine that most people, the majority, in fact, have access to extension cords. They can just hang those out of their window and plug in their cars. It works just like that. Does it, though? Wait, but how many volts is it? I know enough to know that I should ask a question about that, but because I don't want to get electrocuted or blow something up or break something or whatever. Because there's a little bit of a difference there, yeah? Kane?
Yeah, it takes, if you want to effectively charge.
You're calm now?
Look, if you want to, if you want your car to take, I don't know, 21 to 22 hours to charge, you can find a way to plug it in, I guess, like you would plug in your refrigerator. But in reality, you would need a plug that's closer to the plug that, like, your dryer uses. Or maybe if you have an electric stove, the one your electric stove uses. That's 240 volts. That takes, you know, more.
Mm-hmm.
So not everybody can just plug it in. And that's why they sell the Tesla walls, too, because they understand that you can't just plug it in. You can't just plug it in like you do your vacuum cleaner.
And you would probably have to get, like, I don't know, maybe an electrician who knows what they're doing to put something like that in.
Yeah.
Seems like. But, you know, you can just. I love his statement is so stupid. Many American drivers, as a matter of fact, a majority
of drivers,
they got access to some kind of charging infrastructure in the form of a plug in the wall. We're talking about plugs. In the form of a plug on the wall. And, but, so he's saying that some don't?
Yeah, only the majority.
Only the majority. I mean, there's a small minority who have, they don't know what plugs are. They've never seen them. They have no access to them.
I can't believe we're doing this. But yeah, just so people know, 120 volt, the regular plug you plug a lamp into or your, you know, your vacuum cleaner, it would supply 2 or 3 miles of range per hour of charge of your EV.
This is one. I'm trying so hard because this is not waterproof mascara. I'm trying really, really hard.
So you're not charging your car like you're charging your phone. It's just not happening like that. Sorry.
Just ask your neighbor if they can. You can borrow their plug. I don't think plugs are shareable like that.
Electricity's not free.
I mean, it's free. I think he thinks it is.
Oh my God!
Who wants to tell him?
It just comes out of the wall.
Just you just get it out of the wall.
Plugs have it.
Yeah, just put it in the plug.
Right.
Just plug it in.
Every plug I've used had it.
I've never used the plug. They didn't have it. Oh my gosh! You know, I just want to know, who are the people that don't have access to a plug? What do they do? We need some plug equity. This is what happens when you hire somebody whose only accomplishment. This is what happens when you hire someone who's just he just wants to be known for being gay. What are your can I see your resume, please? It says here you're gay.
That's right.
Give me the job. Okay. Hiring for a heart surgeon. It says here you're gay. Did you ever go to medical school? Nope. You're hired. I hope you know what you're doing, doctor. Well, I don't, but I am gay.
you guys have any plugs around here?
Yeah. Let me tell you how a plug works. You just plug it in. I'm never going to get off this topic. Can we save this for forever? This really competes with my Kylie Jenner. You know, we're just realizing stuff. It really competes with that soundbite. I don't know which one I like more. I mean, at least she created a business and is a billionaire because she makes money off Instagram. I don't know what the hell he does. He shows up and in a hard hat like Baba Birder. Bob the Builder.
And I feel like this year is really about like the year of just realizing stuff. And everyone around me, we're all just like realizing things.
Never realized things before. that's Secretary Mayor Newmont poop booty juice. For real though, who are the people that don't have plugs?
Well, you know, the majority of people, it's like, well, you know, the majority of people, many American drivers, you know, they have access to sleeves. As a matter of fact, a majority of them do.
I mean, just what a statement. This is what happens when you hire based on identity, though. It's our transportation secretary. By the way, you know that they're striking again, I think, at one of the ports in L.A.? Mm-hmm. Now we hear about, oh, well, maybe there's going to be another supply chain thing. Great. Where's Secretary Mayor Newmom at? Is he out there talking about any of this? Just wondering. Because there were reports. They said they had stoppages. It's a West Coast port labor issue. Some Long Beach rail shipments have been paused. The West Coast port labor issues have been persisting from LA to Seattle. CNBC, not even 24 hours ago. Supply chain frustration mounting. And then this guy.
Well, let me tell you how plugs work. There's electricity in them. And to get it out, you got to put that plug in there. And then you got electricity. And that's how plugs work. Thanks for coming to my TED Talk.
Oh, man. Oh, my gosh. I can't even deal with it. Oh, man. Okay.
How does like a Saturday Night Live not jump on things like this?
Right?
Like, come on.
He is literally, you don't even have to hire somebody. You just bring him on SNL and he would do it.
Right?
Right?
Just be yourself.
It's all you have to do. I mean, I just, and the electricity in there, it's just in the walls. It's where it comes from. Where does it come from, Secretary Booty Juice?
The walls. It's where the plugs are. This is why they put plugs in the walls.
Gosh, he's one of the dumbest people I've ever heard. Okay, I just want to sit here and make fun of him literally for the rest of the show, but we have more things to do. Although, don't judge me if I come back to this, because it's just, it's too good. I just want to call him Biden's diversity hire. I think that's accurate. to put it like that. Just the diversity hire. What is the fastest growing international crime network that the world has ever seen? It's already passed the illegal arms trade, and soon it will pass the drug trade. Because someone can sell a bag of cocaine one time, but they can sell a child 5 to 10 times per day. On July 4th, witness the gripping reality of true heroism in the film Sound of Freedom. From Angel Studios, the force behind His Only Son and The Chosen, comes an extraordinary true story of courage and redemption. Experience the spirit of hope and the power of human resilience. The goal is for 2 million people to get into theaters the week of July 4th and remember the 2 million children who are trafficked every year. Visit angel.com/freedom. That's angel.com/freedom. Buying tickets in advance sends an important message. To show your support, purchase tickets for yourself or pay it forward so they can pack theaters the week of July 4th. Visit angel.com/freedom.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
This is one of the craziest stories I've ever seen, courtesy of our friend Larry, who found this. Tourists watched a Russian dude get devoured by a shark right on an Egypt beach. They were visiting this resort of Hurghada, and they watched this guy. He was attacked by a shark. I mean, the beach is crowded. It was the Dream Beach Hotel, and he was a Russian citizen. Their consul general in Hurghada told the country's news agency that it happened Thursday, and it killed him. He's a 23-year-old guy. He wasn't a tourist, but he'd been living in Egypt for several months. And there's video. The encounter shows hotel staffers screaming for swimmers to get out of the water. You can see the shark's fin approaching, and then you can see the guy struggling with the shark and fighting out. And it's, oh man, it is so bad. They tried to rescue him. A boat got to him finally, but the shark had already killed him at that point by the time it got. That is an area, if anybody watches Shark Week, that's where they're really, really active, by the way. That and like the southern, you know, the Horn, off the Horn of Africa, off the Horn of Africa, and also south, like the south of like Cape Town on that. That's where they jump out of the water, eating the seals and all that. It's crazy. That's a shark's house. That's terrifying. Oh, what a horrible way to go. A driver was cited for going 20 miles over the limit. The fine, though, was $129,544. A Finnish driver in Finland. ABC says the Finnish driver was fined 51 miles an hour in a 31 mile per hour zone. That's awful specific, 31 mile per hour. And he got a 10-day driver's license suspension earlier. Now, he had to pay $68,000 in 2018. Apparently, they don't tolerate speeding, I guess, at all. That's really wild. Also, a couple of other things here. Oh, goodness. I wanted to get to this one. This is the one. Toe wrestling. They're actually going to have a toe wrestling champion. World toe wrestling champion. That is one of the nastiest things I've ever seen in my life. Apparently, they call it a strange, beleaguered sport. There actually is a toe wrestling championship. They had it in Ashburn, England in 2022. And they actually do it.
Athletes.
They actually have, oh my gosh, it's some of the nastiest things I've ever seen in my life. Oh, I'm sorry. I just can't. But yeah, they've been doing it since 1974. Of course it was born in a pub in Britain. Of course it was. Staffordshire, Britain. That's where it was. That's where it was created. Stay with us. We have a lot more on the way. The latest with D.C., wokery, all else. Stay with us. Oh, this made me so mad. This is in California. So it was a track and field, California high school prelims for track and field event. And this story, it started out with these male athletes who identify as female. They wanted to run in some of the races, the 1600 meter heat. So that's the mile. They wanted to run in the mile, which is, you know, that's a tough race. I was varsity long distance in track and field when I was in high school. And they had men who were identifying as women who were running in California state and track. They were going to compete in California state and track field championships. And then you had one of them who beat out an 18-year-old female. Another one beat out both of these are boys. They qualified for state And then they qualified to compete in the prelims, and then they didn't go. They had displaced two female athletes. The boys' names are Athena Ryan and Lorelai Barrett. And they're boys. I'll call them by whatever name they have legally, but they're boys because I don't pretend that science doesn't exist. And men don't control my speech. They're boys. And so the controversy, not only did they displace the female athletes for those positions and for the shot at prelims, but then they didn't show up. And then when they were criticized for not showing up, they said that, oh, well, it was because of the criticism and harassing behavior. That's why they didn't show up. So women speaking out against men intruding in women's sports is now considered abusive and harassing. They had the organization CIF, California Interscholastic Federation, that's the governing body for high school sports in California. They told the LA Times that they denounced discriminatory or harassing behaviors that impact student athletes' opportunities to participate in interscholastic competitions. There was debate over whether or not boys could actually compete with girls in track and field. And they were mad that the debate was happening. And because the debate was happening, they decided to say everything was harassment and discrimination. It's not harassment discrimination that they displaced two female athletes because they wanted to cosplay as their sex, but it's apparently harassment and discrimination if women, with all the female empowerment and everything that that the second wave feminists said we were going to have taken by third wave, but you can't now. You can't criticize the men who cosplay as women who want to compete in women's sports. And then they went and complained to the LA Times about it. So it's more emotionally abusive. So women who feel uncomfortable or who criticize, if they bring it up, then they're further abused and told that they're discriminatory and that they're harassing the male. That's abusive. You're teaching women that they can't speak out. All right. So coming up, TSA screenings apparently are going to, this is something that I saw pop around on social media. So apparently, according to some of the reports, they're talking about TSA and whether or not they're going to include men who identify as women being assigned to do pat downs of females. That's going to be the new thing, dude. Yeah, I'll be in jail.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.